This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's supporting the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, we had our second straight session of seeing terrific upside, triple-digit gains today once again. We did not have any limit-up closes at the end of the day, but we had very strong closes. Now, a lot of this is due to the upside that we had back on Friday and the fact that we saw a better cash trade take place on Friday also. Now, today at midday, we saw the choice box beef down 86 cents. Selects were up 31, had a total movement of 101 loads, and saw cattle kill today of 110,000 head. On the close, February cattle were 237 higher, April cattle up 262, March feeders $4.17 higher, May feeders up 355, and April lean hogs closed down $2.52.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Tom, what's bringing some positive news to the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, I think we have a couple different things happen today. One, the soybeans got help today as China purchased 120,000 metric tons of our U.S. beans. They also saw a very good number today on the weekly soybean export inspections. But then I think we saw a certain amount of positioning today ahead of tomorrow's USDA supply and demand report that comes out at 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, this report is not expected to have any big surprises, but you never know. On the close today, as we saw a positive day, March KC wheat was up a penny and three quarters, July KC up two and three quarters, March Chicago wheat up two and three quarters, March corn closed 5.5 higher, July corn up 5.25, March soybeans 5 cents higher, July soybeans 5.25 higher, and March cotton 76 points higher today.
Tom, what's the best number to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.